Harper Audio presents Daybreak, The Days of Redemption Series, Book 1, by Shelley Shepherd Gray. Performed by Robin Rodriguez. These shall wake the yawning maid. She the door shall open, finding a dew on garden glade and the morning broken. From Night and Day by Robert Louis Stevenson. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things. Psalm 119, verse 18, NIV. Chapter 1. The moment Viola Kime entered the main parlor of the Daybreak retirement home, she heard her favorite resident calling her name.
"Viola, come here quick," Mr. Swartz ordered. "I received another letter from Edward this morning."
After straightening her black apron over her purple dress and smoothing a wayward strand of hair under her white cap, Viola grabbed a carafe of coffee and did as he bid. She tried to summon a smile. Atlee Swartz adored his son. Nothing could make his day like a letter from Edward. Unfortunately, Viola could think of a dozen other things she'd rather do than listen to more news from the wayward Ed Swartz. She privately thought Ed sounded like a jerk. Mr. Swartz's eyebrows clamped together as he glared at her.
"What's wrong with your feet? You're walking so slow, you'd think they were cobbled together."
"I'm holding a pot of coffee, Mr. Swartz," she retorted. "I've no desire to spill it on the carpet or myself. Or you," she added with a small smile as she filled his coffee cup. "It would be a real shame if I stained the carpet. Or burned someone," she said with a wink.
"You haven't burned me yet, Viola."
"There's still time. I've only been working here 6 months," she teased.
"Feels longer."
It did, indeed. 6 short months ago, after a series of interviews, she'd gotten the job as an assistant at Daybreak, a retirement home for the Mennonite and Amish in the community. Right from the start, she'd hit it off with the 74-year-old gentleman. Though he was for the most part confined to a wheelchair, he had lots of energy and a biting wit. Somehow he'd taken to teasing her, and she'd learned to give as good as she got. Now she looked forward to visiting with him every day. Though truth be told, she didn't think he belonged there. He was too young to be in a retirement home. In her opinion, all Atlee Swartz needed was someone to look out for him every once in a while, to do a little cleaning, and to make sure he had his coffee and supper. Actually, what he really needed was his son. After all, it was a child's duty to look after his parents in their declining years, not be off gallivanting in the wilds of Central America. Not that it was any of her business. Taking a seat beside him, she poured herself a cup of coffee as well and pretended she was eager to hear every word the illustrious Ed Swartz wrote. "I can't wait to hear what he has to say," she lied. "What a wonderful goot way to start my day." When Atlee narrowed his eyes over the rim of his cup, she felt her cheeks heat. Perhaps she had laid things on a bit thick. "Is the coffee all right?"
"Yeah, it is fine."
Carefully, he folded the letter smooth on the table in front of him.
"Viola, are you certain you want to hear the letter? I'm beginning to get the feeling you don't enjoy them all that much."
Now she felt terrible. Sharing his only child's letters was the highlight of Atlee's day, and she was ruining it by letting her personal feelings get in the way. "Of course I want to hear it, Mr. Swartz. I always enjoy sitting with you." Now that was the God's honest truth. Two men sitting on a nearby couch cackled.
"You'd best watch it, Viola," one of them called out, his smile broad over a graying beard. "Atlee's going to read every single word of Ed's letter. Might even read it twice just to make sure you didn't miss a single thing. He won't be able to attend to anyone else for at least an hour." I guess I'll simply have to hope that you won't need me anytime soon, Mr. Showalter, she said sweetly, smiling when the men chuckled again. The camaraderie she'd found with the residents of the retirement home brought joy to her heart. She loved working with the elderly folks in the area, loved feeling like she was making a difference in their lives.